Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional, depending on their unique situations.
Good morning, and it is time to talk with Caleb Roebuck and Ashley Franco, Building Rural Wealth.
Yeah.
Ashley, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing well.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. We had the Cayuse 4-H Club schooling show, had a lot of members show up, and thank goodness for the wind. Otherwise, it would have been a little miserable.
But yeah, it was a hot, windy weekend, that's for sure. Caleb, how about you? How was your weekend?
Good. Good morning. It was good. We had a good weekend, too. Very hot and windy as well, too. I was telling these guys on the way in. We were at a swim meet on Saturday, too. So sitting outside at a swim meet was very hot. So, yes, thankful for the wind.
Yeah.
Saved you as well, too. And then we went and saw the Little Mermaid at the Wilson. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, shout out to the Wilson. Very, very awesome production, play. Very nice in there. Very, very fun.
It's a great facility. I heard great things about it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So, very good. Well, you know, sometimes when you're talking about financial plans and being responsible with your finances, and there are some hard conversations, and some aren't very much fun.
Yeah.
So today, I don't know, 7 life transitions that may reshape your finances. So talk to me about this. Set this up for me.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of talk about 7 life transitions most people will face as we age and what you can do to kind of prepare, protect your finances, or care for the people you love. We had talked about this. It's going to be a little bit of a downer, but
it's
planning.
I mean, even though it may be, it's still one of those things that everyone's going to face, right?
Yes.
At some point in time.
Exactly.
So, absolutely.
So, kind of starting off strong, one is your parents will get older. You'll start to notice, hey, maybe your mom forgets to pay the water bill, or maybe your dad just doesn't get around as easily. So kind of things to talk about is health discussions, kind of sitting down and talking about both their current health and their doctor visits, but also kind of that coordination between your siblings too. Who's going to take your parents to the doctors? Who's going to kind of track their medical stuff? Who's going to kind of track their finances? And what do the parents want? Because those might be conflicting things.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see a lot is one sibling will live near mom and dad and end up taking on most of that responsibility, and how to kind of pre-plan to share that responsibility can help a lot in different family dynamics. The other big one to consider is long-term care planning. So do your parents want to stay in their house? Can they afford assisted living? Or do they have insurance? And this is kind of a startling statistic. 1 in 3 people will be required to use a nursing home facility in their lifetime.
Yes. Wow.
Or 70% of 65 plus will need some sort of healthcare help, whether that's in-home, at a facility. And then the other one is legal documents, making sure those powers of attorneys, both medical and financial, in place. Not only are they in place, are they accessible, not just in a lockbox where only mom has the key and you can't get into it. And then the other one is up to date. Hey, are this kids, is that who mom and dad wants? Is that who it is? Or is it still their sister and brother when they did them when the kids were little?
Hey. All right.
Kind of last thing was estate review. Hey, just going through the will, make sure it's current, reflects their wishes, because things change over time, and
sure,
we want to make sure it's the most up to date. And if you kind of wait till that crisis hits, the decision's going to be so much harder, because you're dealing with both the emotions of it happening, but also the complexity of either the legal system or the healthcare system as well.
All right. So your parents will get old. Next comes Caleb. Your parents will pass away.
Yeah.
Well, talk to me about that.
Well, and as we talked at the beginning, like, a lot of these things are that, you know, circle of life that we know their life stages, life transitions that we know they're going to happen. And some of them, you know, some of these are opportunities, some of them are fun things, but some of them aren't. And I guess, like, for one, though, too, is, you know, for us, like, working with folks, that's part of, not the advantage, but, you know, we see this, we go through this, you know, we've been over this 100 times with folks too. And,
right.
you know, even when these transitions are hard, you know, by working with somebody that's kind of been through that can help you navigate it somewhat does make it easier. But also by doing these steps, again, we know they're going to happen. They're life transitions now. So like, that's what we try to say of, hey, you know, think of these things, try to plan through them, but also by working with somebody, having conversations about them, that is what makes them easier and somewhat prepared. So, you know, it's...
Well, one of the things we've talked about, I don't know how many times, taking the emotion out of things.
Yeah.
Because when your parents start to get old, you make some of those choices, you can... Emotions are usually involved.
Yeah.
Well, certainly when parents pass away, emotions are involved. But when you talk to someone, like you say, that you guys have done this... It certainly helps give that perspective of this is a good way to proceed forward. So
exactly. Yeah. And yeah. We know there's going to be emotions in those, but yeah, you just don't want to make those decisions.
Right.
And yeah. Having somebody that can help you kind of weigh all those exactly. Cause yeah, you know, the next thing is, you know, your parents will pass away. And just like Ashley said, you know, you are going to be grieving at time. There's going to be a lot of things, you know, being thrown at you. And this is what a lot of our clients are dealing with now, that transition of their parents aging, passing away, and then that also wealth transition too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where they're having to deal with, you know, first of all, figuring out what is an estate, what are my parents' estate? You know, the prior generation was ones that didn't share a lot with their kids and stuff. So, you know, they're having to figure out, you know, what asset types they have. Do they have hard financial assets? Is it land, a business, equipment, or is it financial assets? Life insurance, bank accounts, investment accounts that are strewn all over, you know. Mm-hmm. Also back in the day, you know, things were sold door-to-door salesmen. So there's a lot of, you know, people can have a lot of things strewn out from their parents today. You know, so just, you know, figuring out what's involved with your parents and knowing what that's going to be, you know, is a big step, you know, and trying to have those conversations prior to them passing. Again, some of that generation is a little bit more reluctant, but if you yep. can, you know, have some of that, that helps. You know, and then that asset management part of it, you know, when it ultimately, you know, that money does flow from your parents to, you know, to that next generation, that inherited money or property does need a plan. And again, this is where we come in to help play, you know, once the money's there, people think like that's kind of what happens. But, you know, there's a period of time before that where you're grieving. Somebody needs to be the executor of the estate, all those things. You know, you need some guidance in there, and then figuring out, you know, also that liquidity of what bills need paid from the estate, you know, what is ultimately going to settle out after taxes and stuff to the beneficiaries. You know, that all takes time.
Yeah.
You know, just realizing that in the beginning, you know, some families think, you know, hey, when grandma, what her mom and dad pass away, it's just boom, done, and it's paid out pretty quickly. It is a long period of time. So, you know, just, you know, kind of understanding, you know, what that process is, being prepared, and, you know, especially if you're, you know, in a dynamic family that is going to pass on assets, that has, you know, family dynamics of just multiple siblings, you know, having a point person and knowing who is that point person that is either working with mom and dad or mom and dad's advisor, you know, getting in hold of them and starting mm-hmm. to work with them can be very helpful.
A lot to unpack there. I mean, yeah. You went through that pretty quickly, but there's a lot that takes place with that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and this is where it's so personal too, because depending on, again, everybody's situation is different. The level of complexity is pretty easy. If mom and dad just, you know, have a pension from working for the state in a bank account,
yeah.
you know, from an estate settlement standpoint, fairly easy. But again, nothing's ever simple. There's all those other personal things yeah. that go into it too.
Okay. Next thing, Ashley, after that would be that you all or individuals will fight to stay healthy as we get a little older, right?
So. Yeah. I heard this great quote. So under 50, you trade your health for money, and then over 50, you trade your money for health.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really does work that way. Hey, but the key thing is kind of figuring out what type of insurance you have, whether you are going to go with traditional Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan. Both are different. Both have different insurance coverages as well as gaps. And key thing here, they change every year. So it's really important to talk with someone, and Denise in our office actually does this. I don't know if people know that, but we'll walk through saying, hey, this is what your insurance will cover. Here is what it won't cover, and then kind of plan for that as well. Other thing a lot of people don't realize is there's this thing called IRMA, where if you earn an additional for like a joint household over $212,000, in a year, you'll have an additional premium on your Part B and Part D Medicare supplements. And the key thing here is it's not year for year. It's from the prior 2 years, just to make it a little bit more complicated.
Sure, sure.
And we'll see this quite often with farmers. Hey, I'm getting out of farming. I just did this big either equipment sale or land sale, and I did my taxes. I paid it all up. I think I'm good. 2 years down road, their Medicare increases, and they're like, what the heck? So things to kind of look for back, but also forward to plan for.
Mm-hmm.
The other one to really consider is kind of out-of-pocket costs, so that figuring out your copays, your prescription, and traditional Medicare doesn't cover dental or vision insurance. So figuring out how you're going to pay for that, are you going to cover it, and if it's needed. And then kind of preventative care. So wellness and maintenance matter more than ever. And realistically, people are living longer than they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So the focus now is, hey, how can we extend your health span along with your lifespan?
Okay. So fight to stay healthy. The next thing, Caleb, if we do that well enough, we're going to reach retirement age. Talk to me about what we're going to make decisions on there.
Yeah, eventually after you've dealt with your parents getting sick, passing away, you're like, no.
And but, then you're fighting to stay healthy. Now we get to retire.
Yeah. But again, like from a high level, though, I mean, we joke, but again, we all know like that is the circle of
that's
life.
That's the cycle.
So in some reality, like that is part of how we're all going to do it again. But knowing that, that's where we'd say, hey, you can make it your own because that's what you want to do, especially, you know, after you've done all those things, when you reach that retirement age, this is what you've worked for, you know, to do all the things that you've saved, you've sacrificed, you've, you know, put in the hours to do, you know, you've kind of reached it there. And, you know, even if you keep working, you know, the financial world, the real world does start treating you different at 62, 65, mm-hmm. 70, 70 and a half. So, you know, there's all these different ages out there where now you start becoming eligible for Medicare, you know, Social Security. You know, you can retire from your company on this certain date to earn your pension, or now you're vested,
right,
or whatever the rules may be. So, you know, the opportunities just start to change. But you do got to start considering and things to review of for your Social Security, for example, you know, am I going to claim early? Am I going to wait? You know, what is my spouse's benefit? And, you know, you really got to do that break even analysis and, you know, consider other income sources, you know, Medicare. You know, what am I going to do for Medicare now for myself? I've dealt with it with my parents. I've kind of dealt with it on the edges a little bit, but now I need to sign up for myself and my own health situation, which again, like we tell people all the time with Medicare, you're kind of signing up year to year and guessing somewhat, how healthy am I going to be over the next year?
Yeah.
You know, as you age, you know, again, we all think we're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, but again, that circle of life thing, the averages tell us, you know, we'll get bigger. So we need to think of that. Tax planning is a big one. You know, now you may qualify for certain deductions, you know, in the future you may not. You know, we've talked about this before, but the big, beautiful bill that's, you know, being kicked around now, are tax changes potentially, you know, good, bad, or indifferent that are, you know, going to happen to some degree,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming up. So, you know, what is your tax planning, you know, for you coordinating now? Again, also, you know, if you're pre-retired, getting ready to retire, you know, we'll start looking at advisors. Now you're probably thinking a lot more serious. Hey, I do need to talk to somebody, coordinate all this stuff as well too. And then the other big one that, you know, is probably just as important as all these two is the lifestyle question, you know?
Yeah.
And we talked about this too. How are you going to slow down? Are you going to, you know, work part-time? Are you going to, you know, be fully done? What is that age? What's your partner or spouse going to do? You know, what's kind of their plans too? So it isn't just that financial shift, you know, it is that mindset shift as well too, because again, it's a big transition now for you personally, but again, for most folks, they've kind of seen some of these things from helping their parents with them or transition with them, but now it's your turn. And like we kind of say, a lot of these things, you can't, once you do them, you can't undo them,
right?
You know, Social Security, Medicare.
It's a one-time deal, really.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of those things.
All right. Caleb Roebuck with us and Ashley Franco, 7 life transitions that may reshape your finances. So now we're retired.
Yes.
So here we are. You'll manage multiple income sources. You're going to have all these things coming at you. So what do we need to know there, Ashley?
Exactly. So like when you're working, you'll probably have maybe one or two income streams, your salary, partner's salary, or maybe like business income. When you retire, now you have Social Security, maybe part-time work, your IRAs, rental properties, your pension, and maybe just dividends coming into you.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of figuring out your cash flow, figuring out a withdrawal strategy that minimizes your taxes, but also it keeps your income steady, whether that's utilizing that 4% withdrawal rate on your investment portfolio, claiming maybe early on your Social Security, letting your investments grow, or vice versa, figuring out, hey, what lever are we going to pull first to keep our income steady and consistent for us? The other big one is RMDs. So anyone who has a pre-tax account, whether that's a 401k or an IRA or a simple, will have a required minimum distribution. Right now, that age is at 73. For those born after 1960, that age got moved to 75.
Okay.
It might change again with the how knows how laws change, but that. When you hit that age, they say, Uncle Sam, I've waited long enough. You got to start pulling your income. The other one is kind of estimated taxes. So let's say you're working part-time, but now you're doing it as a self-employed, as a 1099, like a consultant work. That might be the first time in your life where you do have to pay estimated taxes, you're self-employed, and kind of figuring that out, whether or not it makes sense to do an LLC if you're offering services and advice, or, hey, I'm just driving a tractor, I'll just take the paycheck under the table.
Yeah.
So really, it's all about coordinating your income streams, what you have available, and then how they could work together, but then also how to optimize it.
All right. I always say with any luck, you'll get old, Caleb, so... The next thing, you'll get old. We're going to grow old. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, in a weird way, that's kind of the point of all this, right? Like, we want to grow old and do all that.
We want to, you know? Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Well, and that is the weird thing. It's like, again, when you're young, you don't think all this stuff, you're going to live till 80, 90, whatever it is. But, you know, hopefully if you take care of yourself, I mean, again, that is the goal and you do that and you get there. But, yeah, you know, someday, you know, the roles will reverse and you'll go from being the one that was the caregiver, mm-hmm. you know, to the one that is now needing the care, you know, which... You know, for a lot of folks, you know, it is the hard truth. For everybody, it probably is. You know, it's that hard truth. But it's also that powerful moment that, you know, can shape your future. But again, if you know that style of, cycle of life, again, you should be prepared for that and at least know, hey, I'm coming. And at least have put things in place to do it. Because, you know, when that comes, you know, what you need to decide, you know, prior to is how am I going to age? Am I going to age in place? You know, where and how do I want to live? Am I able to stay in my home? With my spouse, with myself, you know, have we done renovations that make it available to do that? And, you know, when you're in your 50s, 60s, you know, those are the times to be thinking that, doing that.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to have to move? How are you going to afford it? You know, disability and care support, you know, what services will you need and need to care for? You know, have you had a conversation with your kids? Hey, you know, will you take care of me? Or, hey, you know, I'm going to need to have services come into the house. What resources are going to be able to pay for that? You know, do you have policies in place, long-term care, like I actually mentioned, you know, home health care policies, things like that to provide for them, you know, and overall just having like a plan of care, like I think just, you know, telling, like we talked earlier, you know, some of the prior generation might not tell their kids now what they want. Well, hey, now's your opportunity to tell your kids, hey, this is the plan. This is my intention. You know, I know mm-hmm. it needs to be flexible, but here's how I want to do it. You know, and organizing that information, again, also goes along with that. You know, making sure your family knows your intentions, can find your documents, and understands your wishes. You know, Ashley mentioned earlier, you know, most of the stuff, if you're helping your parents now, most of the stuff is paper files probably
right.
in a lockbox, safe somewhere else. You know, now in today's world, you know, it is still good to have physical copies, you know, with your trusted attorneys and your safe and stuff too, but you probably also need a digital copy and stuff
yep.
too. And
yep.
you know, again, that's where working with somebody, you know, we offer folks that we work with, that's part of what we do. We can keep a digital copy in our office as well too, as long with a physical,
which
but
is
it's
nice.
Another trusted yeah. place to keep it.
Sure.
So again, aging isn't easy for anybody, but it truly, when your financial life is in order, it is much, much easier, because it is like that's when your resources need to take over and kind of guide the people then at that yeah. point too. But again, you need to plan for that. You need to hopefully be working with somebody, but you need to just most importantly be thinking about that.
Well, Ashley,
yeah.
you'll grow old and then you'll pass away.
Full circle.
Full yes. circle. Here we are. So what do we need to know about that?
Yeah. Well, someday someone else is going to handle your accounts, your estate, and your final wishes, whether that be your kid or your spouse. And those are kind of two distinct different things mm-hmm. that you kind of either want to prepare for or say, hey, if this happens, I want this to happen. Or if this happens, I want this. So it's also kind of preparing your means and your values, and not just your valuables, who gets passed on. So ways to do that. One is to update your estate plan, review your wills, beneficiaries. Key thing there, just always a little plug, your beneficiaries supersede your will. So if you have your ex-wife on your estate, mm-hmm. on your investments, it's going to the ex-wife.
Yes.
In trust, about every 3 to 5 years, it never hurts to look through these, or especially after a big change. If a spouse passes away, hey, maybe it's a good time to get everything reviewed and just update. Other ones is legacy planning. Do you want to be charitably inclined? Do you want to do the giving? Do you have any ethical wills or family traditions you want to continue? And one thing we're saying now is, hey, do you want to give now while you're living and let your heirs or those organizations enjoy it now so you can see the benefit? Or do you wish to give it later? Either option's great. It's just, which do you want?
Right.
And then kind of the last one is final arrangements. Writing what you want, your wishes for your burial, services, and memorials. And this is, it's not fun to think about, but whoever is planning that would be very glad to have those wishes. Because ultimately, most likely, they're going to want to do what you wanted.
Yes.
And having those laid out just takes that level of complexity off it, that emotional stress, so they can focus on other things. And death's always a hard topic, but it's also kind of what we call like an act of stewardship. So you're preparing for an ending, but you're shaping a legacy. Yeah.
Well, and at that point, like we talked earlier in the show, hey, you've gone through this with your parents. So most of the clients we talk to that are going through it now would be like, this worked well, this didn't.
Right.
You know, well, that's right. Then your opportunity from that point forward to make sure it doesn't happen to you. So it is kind of, again, that thing known, but, you know, that's the hard part of that.
Well, it's like we started off, it's one of those things that's really not a lot of fun to talk about necessarily, but it is important to talk about all of these things for sure. So wrap it up for me, Caleb.
Well, exactly. You know, the transitions are coming for all of us, the good and the bad. Yep. And I guess that's what we're here and what we want to be here for, you know, because it's going to be life. But, you know, these things don't happen just as, for most of the time, big events. You know, they kind of happen slowly and then it kind of builds up and then it happens. But some of them are, you know, happen overnight. But, you know, that's what we're here to have. You know, those conversation with the folks, help them through those transitions, because there is the other side of it too coming out. But you know, the more that you can think, the proactive you can be in working with trusted people, you know that you have your intentions, you know, in mind. You know, that's what we're here for. And give us a call if anybody needs help.
How would they reach out?
Visit our website at Milestone Financial Group, or give us a call, 712-623-5726. And, you know, yeah, any way we can be of helpful people, advice, you know, through any transition life event, that's what we're here for.
Very good. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
No, thank you.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.